If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
We look far away, both physically and spiritually, to heaven to bring down a Savior. And throughout the history of the world, humans have continually called out to gods to save them, change them, to no avail. They even climb mountains to get higher, but end up no different.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL, under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, president of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. And my friend, nearness, closeness, just saying the words invoke feelings. Of course, danger being near, like an enemy patrol for a soldier, or severe weather like a tornado, a flood, a hurricane, can invoke fear, get the adrenaline pumping, throw us into action to protect ourselves and those around us. But nearness, closeness, is first of all a warm feeling for most. We describe being near loved ones as being at home. Philosophies have been written about that, by the way. So our kids ask us, as we travel down the road, are we there yet? How near are we? Are we home? Or they ask, can we go home? Certainly, when we love someone, we draw near to them, our spouse, our kids, our parents. We pull them closer physically, but we also bring our minds and our hearts closer to them as well. We listen, we study, we share thoughts and feelings. Even the general sense between human beings of community that we want others around us, near us, draws us into villages and towns and cities and even large metro areas. To be near is helpful and often healthful. Okay, I know some of you are thinking about spreading colds, but you know what I mean. Well, we're talking about nearness today on Wings of the Morning. But right now, enjoy the Christmas song from King and Country as they sing Baby Boy.
If you told me all about your sorrows, I'd tell you about a cure. If you told me you can't fight the battle, there's a baby boy who won the war. The war was won by a baby boy. Alleluia, we can sing it.
Yeah. and sing it.
Hallelujah.
Heaven's ringing.
Joy started with the baby boy. We can sing it. Yeah, heaven's ringing. Hallelujah.
And this hope, relentless joy started with the baby boy.
In the letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to the Romans, the Holy Spirit had him write some very provocative words in this sense. But what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. The word is near. This phrase has probably been the subject of many sermons and even theological treatises. Some have taken the notion of the nearness of God's word to mean that, like some pagan understanding of God, that God is in everyone and everything. But that is not what it's saying, and that is far from the truth. Let's read this verse in its context, beginning in verse 6, chapter 10 of Romans. Paul contrasts living by faith versus under the law this way. He says, but the righteousness that is by faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the deep, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith we are proclaiming. In other words, recognizing that what is needed to overcome this tremendous problem of sin in our lives, that we just continually break the laws of God and we can't help ourselves, is something out of this world. We look far away, both physically and spiritually, to heaven to bring down a Savior. And throughout history of the world, humans have continually called out to gods to save them, change them, to no avail. They even climb mountains to get higher, but end up no different. Then they say that since Jesus Christ did not raise up from the dead to take over the world, he must still be dead in the grave. And we must raise the dead as if Christ is not already resurrected. Humans, in their own devices, think that they have to reach heaven or reach into the grave. But, my friend, this Christmas, I have really good news for you. 2,000 years ago, the angels of God announced to the priestly shepherds outside of Bethlehem that God had come near. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ, Messiah, the Lord, Jehovah. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Nothing, my friend, is any nearer than this. God came to us, not as a domineering monster like the pagan gods, but as a meek and humble baby. He came near. He is near. It is near. And through his life, he drew us near, or at least tried to, because he would not force us to draw near. He invited us. So Paul continues as he says what the word of faith is proclaiming. He says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It is that near. The Lord, Jehovah of heaven, came down to us. We just need to sincerely confess it. And that Lord of heaven died and rose again. We don't need to go into the grave and pull the dead up. He already arose. We simply must believe in our heart this great, unique reality. Even though when he arose, he didn't take over the world then, he nevertheless lives bodily and will return bodily to conquer the world. And actually, with just a word. But the good news is this Christmas, that Messiah came and drew absolutely near to us and made it possible, even easy, for us to draw near to him, to God. Jesus, God, is near, and he loves you. He is no longer a little baby in a manger, but he is a meek and humble Savior and will not force himself upon you. But if you do not accept him as your Savior, there is no other alternative. You are rejecting the only way to heaven, to life eternal, to God. Wouldn't you like to draw near, draw close to God today, this Christmas season? Why don't you do this? Invite Jesus into your heart. That's as near as he can be by praying. Just pray with me. Dear Jesus, pray it with me. Dear Jesus, I am a sinner in need of you. Please come near me and save me. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 877-306-HOME. You can reach me also at sundaybreakfastmission.org. That's sundaybreakfastmission, all three words, .org. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.